This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, good evening and welcome to the John Whitmer Show. Thrilled to have you with us this evening where, you know, liberals go to have their heads explode. Where we proudly champion the conservative principles of limited government, individual liberty, free enterprise, and traditional values. Thrilled to have you with us tonight. If you'd like to be a part of the show, our studio lines are open. You can reach me at 316-869-1330 by email at john@knssradio.com, on Facebook and True Social at The John Whitmer Show, and on X at John R. Whitmer. Reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Had a fun day yesterday at the Kansas Republican Party's mini convention up in Kansas City. It's kind of fun, a little summer shindig. With my buddy Hunter Larkin and I drove up there and kind of attended some of the festivities, got to connect with some folks. It was good. It was fun up there in Lenexa at the Hyatt Place. A good crowd. All the, you know, a lot of candidates, got to reconnect with some folks I hadn't seen in a while. Number of the current governor candidates and some of the ones that have yet to announce but are likely to announce were there. Most of whom will be on this show. We'll have one of them on the show here a little bit later, here in about a half an hour. So, it was interesting just to, you know, connect with folks. And, I'll tell you one thing. We have a huge variety of great candidates, who are going to be, you know, on our, we have a gluttony of wonderful choices available for us, for the Republican Party for governor. Democrats, not so much. They're not as blessed as we are, but anyway, it was a great meeting. And now we look forward to the campaign season, and the winter meeting will be in January here in Wichita. Your Sedgwick County Republican Party will be host to that. It'll be a lot of fun. Also remind you, the Kansas State Rifle Association's annual meeting is coming up July 12th in Topeka. My buddy Dan Mears, the nation's longest tenured mascot, he is Casey Wolf, is the featured speaker. They're going to have a lot of fun. They got a ton, an absolute gluttony of fantastic prizes, raffle live auction items, some Chiefs jerseys, some other stuff that they're going to be raffling off at the KSRA annual meeting. It's just a blast, great opportunity. You can find more information on that at obviously KSRA.org and the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. So meanwhile, tonight, got a great lineup for you. AFP Kansas Deputy Director Tanner Temple will join us to discuss the recent decision by the unelected Kansas Supreme Court Nominating Commission to select two unfit judges and a liberal attorney as candidates to replace Justice Evelyn Wilson on the state Supreme Court. Emily Berning, we were trying to talk with her last Sunday. We couldn't make it work. We'll see if we can make it work this week. She will expose how Planned Parenthood has quietly become one of the largest suppliers of cross-sex hormones in America. So they're not busy killing babies. Now they want to transition them. Go figure. State Senator Renee Erickson will tell us about a new study that shows as K through 12 spending in Kansas grew over 53% over the last 10 years, math and reading scores fell. We're sure getting our money's worth, aren't we? And Joy Eakins will join us to discuss her announcement this week that she's running for governor. So again, we've got a great lineup for you tonight. And of course, we'll be taking your calls at 316-869-1330. You know, obviously, we've got gubernatorial candidates. If you were up in Kansas City, up in Lenexa yesterday, you saw that we're starting to ramp up. But that's next year. In the meantime, we've got local elections that are coming up. We're, you know, less than 60 days away from the primaries in the local elections here locally. And it's time to wake up, to gear up and get in the game, because the fight is here, not in some distant Washington echo chamber, not just in next year's big national or gubernatorial elections. And not in the way the crackpots are doing it by standing on the street corners and baying at the midday sun every Saturday. This battle is happening right now. It's in your county, in your school board, on your city council. Local elections cycle is upon us. And let me tell you, the left is locked. They're loaded. They're licking their lips. And they're loving the opportunity to take out any conservatives and grow what majorities they may have, particularly on school boards and city councils. The woke machine is fired up. The question is, are we? Are you? Because if you're not ready, if you don't unite as Republicans, as conservatives, as proud defenders of American values, we're going to get steamrolled in our own backyards. And let's be real about this. The radical left isn't sleeping. They're recruiting. They're organizing. They're dumping millions of dollars into local races. Planned Parenthood has already announced that they're going to spend millions of dollars on school board races this fall. And the left is using every tool at their disposal to inject their ideology into your school's classroom, into your police department, your zoning board, and yes, even your church. And you better believe they're deadly serious about it. So the question I have for you, dear listener, is what are you doing about it? You know, are you bickering over petty differences? Are you letting perfect be the enemy of good because a particular candidate isn't good enough for you, isn't conservative enough for you? Well, I'll tell you one thing. They're better than anything that Democrats put forward. We're letting ideological purity tests keep us from winning elections. We have to stop this. We're eating our own while the left is busy eating our future. And so I have a call to action that we have to get involved and has to start now, because we've got primaries just a few months away and then a general here in November. The local county election office says that barely, if we're lucky, we'll get barely 19% voter turnout, if we're lucky. How pathetic is that? Look at the school budgets around the county. Look at how much USD 259 has to control your tax base, your property tax base, how much they're spending your money and 19% voter turnout. Come on. This isn't about personal pride or internal squabbles. It's about survival. It's about holding the line against a cultural revolution that seeks to erase everything we hold dear. And Ronald Reagan warned us a long time ago, if we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth. And it wasn't just rhetoric. It was a warning, a prophetic one. Let me give you another quote. This is from Senator Josh Hawley, who said recently, the future of the Republican Party must be one of boldness, of courage, and of unity. because the left is coming after everything that makes this country great, and he's dead right. This is not a moment for timidity. It's not time for sitting on the sidelines. It's the fourth quarter. We're behind on points, and the other team has the ball. So the question is, are you going to sit on the bleachers, or are you going to strap on your jock and your helmet and get in a fight? Because make no mistake, this is a fight. It's a fight for our families. It's a fight for faith. It's a fight for the Constitution. It's a fight for your right to raise your kids without drag queens in their libraries and men in the girls' locker room. For police to actually enforce the law, for your church to preach without government interference, and for your paycheck to be taxed by you, not swallowed by some bureaucrat in a D.C. think tank. The radical left wants to turn your hometown into Portland. They want your schools teaching gender ideology before math, your streets flooded with crime, and your kids ashamed for their country. And if you're okay with that, just watch some more, you know, Home Shopping Network. If you're not, get activated. Get off the couch. It's time to act. Not tomorrow. Not after a few more fundraising emails. Not after someone else steps up. It's time for you to step up. Republicans have to unite unapologetically, aggressively, strategically. These wackadoodles on the corner, there's 1,000 of them with signs, folks. We had 30 people show up for Flag Day. That's embarrassing. They laughed at us. I'm tired of being laughed at. Are you? We don't have that luxury anymore of purity tests, of dragging our feet because someone isn't conservative enough or it isn't the candidate that we want. These are the candidates that we've got. It's time for us to get them to help them win because they're a hell of a lot better than anything the D's put forward. Unity doesn't mean uniformity. It means we agree on the essentials and we fight together to win. We must indeed all hang together. It's Ben Franklin. Or most assuredly, we shall all hang separately. It's as true now as it was in 1776. So I say again, get involved. Volunteer for your local Republican candidates. Show up at town halls. Donate. Yes, donate, even if it's just $10. Help a candidate. Make a phone call. Walk at a parade. Knock on doors. Educate your neighbors. Start a parent coalition. Speak at your church. Be the tip of the spear. And don't let the left's noise drown out your voice. That's what they want. They want you discouraged. They want you tired. They want you divided. Don't give them the satisfaction. This isn't just politics. It's a culture war, and we're the last line of defense. The left is mobilizing because they know local victories lead to national domination, and we're going to let them. We're not going to let them win because we couldn't get our act together. So let this be the moment we draw the line. Let this be the time we say, not in my town, not on my watch. So get in the game, gear up, and let's continue to take our country back one election, one neighborhood, one battle at a time. We'll take a quick break, and then AFP Kansas State Director Tenor Temple will join us to discuss the recent decision by the Kansas Supreme Court Nominating Commission to select more liberal radicals to fill our Kansas Supreme Court. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. AFP believes freedom and opportunity are the keys to unleashing prosperity for everyone. You have the power to change the trajectory of our city and our country. If you're looking for a way to get involved, to get energized, to help educate your neighbors, make your voice heard today, visit AmericansForProsperity.org. And I don't know if you or your kids or grandkids are looking for a little summer work. Right now is a great opportunity. AFP is hiring. They're actually getting folks out there to help educate voters, knock on doors. At any rate, if you want more information, you can visit AmericansForProsperity.org to sign up today. And, of course, while you're online, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, earlier this month, you probably didn't read this story because as far as I've been able to find, nobody covered it. But in secret and unreported by the media, an unelected commission selected two unfit judges and a liberal attorney as candidates to replace retiring Justice Evelyn Wilson on the Kansas Supreme Court. The candidates chosen by the Supreme Court Nominating Commission will then be sent to the governor, where she will pick one of the three. This actually will be, I think, like the fourth appointment to the Kansas Supreme Court that Laura Kelly has been able to do. What's funny about this is it demonstrates the complete lack of transparency and accountability in the whole nominating process. I didn't know about it, you didn't know about it, and none of us had a say in it. With us now to kind of discuss this and expose just how undemocratic this whole process with is AFP Kansas Director, State Director, Tanner Temple. Tanner, thank you for joining us. Nice to have you on the show again, my friend.
Yes, sir, John. Thanks for having me.
So, you know, again, when I saw this release, and by the way, thank you guys, because had you not sent this as part of an e-blast, I wouldn't have even known they'd done this. But the fact that they did this just reinforces why we need to change the way our justices get on the bench.
You're exactly right, John. Kansas is the only state where attorneys have majority control over the judicial nomination. So it's effectively only allowing lawyers to pick their own judges. We're one of the only states. No, we are the only state that does this type of system. So,
yeah, I remember when I was in the legislature, all 4 years I served on the Judiciary Committee, and changing the Supreme Court justices came up a couple of times. And what was interesting is one point we actually did hearings on this. It was like 3 days worth of hearings. And we had an in-depth discussion, a couple of days worth of testimony on that process. And at one point, we went into quite a bit of discussion on the makeup of the Kansas Bar, because they're the ones that, you know, select 5 of the 9-member commission, which basically means they select the whole commission because they get the majority. And at the time, there were something like 5,000 to 7,000 lawyers who were members of the bar. They're the ones that vote for a committee in the bar that actually picks these folks. We had a testimony from a member of the bar who said that of the 5,000 to 7,000, only about 50% of lawyers actually bother to vote. So you're really looking at about maybe 2,500 attorneys that are basically picking the entire third branch of government in our state.
That's exactly right. Again, you know, this system excludes everyday Kansas from having the voice in one of the most powerful branches of government. So we were around this weekend kind of discussing the process of this. So when Kansas was ratified as a state, we had a direct election system. It wasn't until the 1950s, the famous triple play that happened with the governor when he stepped down and Chief Supreme Court Justice stepped down, the lieutenant governor installed the governor. So in 1958, they installed this new merit-based system, as they call it, but it completely excluded all of the Kansas voters. So, again, it's just a bunch of lawyers, a majority-based committee of lawyers electing other lawyers, and we have no voice.
What I find so amusing about this is the argument that the other side makes. Yes, they make the merit argument, as if the voters wouldn't choose somebody based on merit, by the way. But the other thing I find so amusing is the crux of their argument for keeping the system the way it is we can't trust voters to make a competent decision. That's basically their argument.
It's unreal to me to even say that out loud. So think about this. Me and you, we get to decide our legislators, our senators, our state representatives, our national senators and congressmen. So we're saying that the people of Kansas have the power to elect leaders that make the law, but we don't have the power to elect leaders that interpret the law.
Right.
So to me, it's just backwards.
Well, and we've in Sedgwick County, we've been selecting our district court judges for years, and it's worked out just fine. Other than my friend Kevin Smith, that one we probably should have read. That we should probably rethink that one. But and he listens, so that's why I said that. You know, and we're talking with AFP State Director Tanner Temple. Tanner, you know, if you look at the Kansas Supreme Court, Kansas has the most overturned Supreme Court in the nation. That's citing data that shows is 87%. Of the Supreme Court decisions since 2007 that were heard by the United States Supreme Court were overturned. I mean, if you look at just in the last, say, 6 years or so, 73 cases by the Supreme Court that went up for review by the Supreme Court, only 5 of them were accepted. It just goes to show that this, quote, merit-based system may not be sending forward the right kind of candidates.
Again, yeah. When they say the merit-based system, whose merit are they talking about?
Right.
They talking about the merit of the lawyers they're picking? Or what's, you know, it comes down to me and you. Do we not have merit as we go out?
Right.
Do the people of Kansas not have merit? So the term the merit system makes me laugh, I guess, in the first place as well. But again, the court we have right now is 17% more liberal than what our state even votes. So, you know, they've had controversial rulings. The Kansas versus Carr, Gannon versus State. I mean, all of these wild patterns that these really radical justices that we elect, and even the current nominees that we just had. I mean, they're always talking about having representation out west in western Kansas, like where I grew up in Garden City. So the first three people they picked on their nomination committee as of recently, one is from Lawrence, one is Lenexa, and one is from Overland Park. So really, we're not getting any representation. It seems like it's just, again, Johnson County, Douglas County lawyers electing other lawyers.
Right. Well, and again, where's the Democratic accountability there? Where's the voice of the people in that process? Well, it's nowhere is the answer to the question. So this election will be on next November's ballot, correct?
Next August. August. So it will be during the primary.
So yep. I couldn't remember if it was the November general or the August primary next year. And I know that AFP is out now because I know my wife is helping you guys. So you're out there educating voters. You're door knocking right now, helping to educate voters. And if they want more information, they can visit votersnotlawyers.com, correct?
That is correct. Yep. You go to votersnotlawyers.com or our AFP Kansas main page. You can find information on how to get connected with our grassroots team. So we do call banks. We're knocking doors. I mean, this weekend we were at the Kansas GOP convention doing some education on what direct elections will look like, voter education, activist education. So we are out there already. So if you do have interest, definitely go to those websites and get in contact with us.
Well, and as I mentioned it in the intro, you guys are also, I know you're hiring, you're looking for folks who want to go help to educate, to knock on doors, to help, you know, make sure that folks, that voters are aware, not only on this issue, but on things like the Evergy rate increase, the importance of getting the big, beautiful bill, and other things, you know, issues that matter to Kansans. If folks are interested in that, or if they've got a, you know, a kid or a grandkid or somebody that, or they're looking for a little grandkid money, something like that, they can get information on where they could get that too from you guys, correct?
Yes, sir. Absolutely, they can. So, I mean, again, you mentioned the Evergy stuff, the Take Back the Bench or Big Beautiful Bill, and we have activists in all three buckets right now out there. So even if you go on there, like, you know, Evergy's main page and see all the comments, we want to make sure people are being not just being active on social media. We want to give them that opportunity to go knock doors and talk to people face-to-face about the issues. So you're exactly right. We're very busy this summer. I was actually just up in Washington, D.C. for 2 weeks with our regional director, Elizabeth Patton. So we were talking with senators and congressmen up there trying to get the big, beautiful bill passed. So we have a very busy summer right now. We've been keeping active.
I know Elizabeth well. She's great. You guys, I love what your team is doing. Keep it up. If folks have questions, they can go to AmericansForProsperity.org or VotersNotLawyers.com, right?
Yes, sir. That is correct. We'd love to have you out here.
Tanner, I appreciate you. Thank you much for joining us, my friend.
You bet.
Coming up, Joy Eakins will join us to discuss her announcement this week that she's running for governor in 2026. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Remind you, you can always listen to us by telling your smart speaker to play KNSS radio. And from breaking news to severe weather updates, just download the Always Live free Odyssey app to get started. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook and True Social pages, and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, every election cycle, we try to bring you as many candidates running for local, state, and federal office as we can, so you have the opportunity to hear from them firsthand. We endeavor to invite every candidate on the ballot to appear on the show. Most accept our invitations, so each week between now and the election, we'll try and bring you as many candidates as we can. If there's someone in particular you'd like to hear from, please let me know, and we'll invite them to be on this show. On all that being said, joining us now is Joy Eakins. She announced her candidacy for Eakins. She announced her candidacy for governor earlier this week. For the last 16 years, she built one of the most successful data analytics firms in Kansas. She also served for several years on the Wichita Board of Education. Joy, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to have you on the show. Again, you were with us when we broadcast live from AFP not too long ago.
That's right. We were there talking about schools.
Yep, which I'm sure we'll do that again a little.
Well, you know me. I love to talk about education. But right now I'm here to talk about the fact that I am running.
Yes. Well, look, I have to ask why. It's the first question I usually ask. But I would think that having gone through a school board and having gone through that election, you've seen what it's like. Why subject yourself to that again?
Yeah, well, most people have asked me if I hit my head.
And they
the answer's no. I mean, really, the reason I'm running is for the people of Kansas. Every reason I get up every morning is because the people of Kansas are struggling right now. And if you look, the last 15 years, we've been losing people, which is our best asset as a state. They're having to leave because they can't find opportunity here. And I don't think it has to be that way in Kansas. This is an incredible state with incredible people. We have everything we need to be number one, but we're struggling. And so I'm running to lead a Kansas comeback.
So you say we're struggling. If you had to, it's hard to say one thing, but if there were a couple of core things that you think are the reason behind Kansas is struggling, what do you think that is?
I think there's five things. So first of all, education. And you mentioned it in your earlier discussion. We're spending more on education than we ever have, and we're getting worse outcomes than we ever have.
Yeah. It's so frustrating.
It's terrible, and it hasn't gotten better. We've lost a generation of children have gone through school since I was on the school board, and it hasn't gotten better. It's gotten worse. And our, quote, education governor has done everything she can to make it worse as well. So we've got to reverse that. Secondly, our tax rates are too high. We individual.
You know, you said something, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but you said something when you spoke to the Sedgwick County delegation or the 4th District delegation. I wasn't even aware of this. But is it right that we're like number two right behind California for the highest tax state in the country?
I did not say we were number two, but what I did say was that our individual tax burden is only 1% behind California.
Yes. 1%. I was shocked at that.
Most people are. And I think that's, you know, this is the data part of me, right? When I started looking at why are we losing people and why isn't there more opportunity? And then you start seeing that and you're thinking, well, that's what's happening in California. They're all leaving.
Notice the data person corrected me on that. Yeah, I know. Yes.
Well, I got to be accurate with that.
No, hey, I get it. The reason she was on the Board of Education, by the way, you know, you got the teacher mindset there. Yeah. No, but that you're, I mean, when you told me that, I was, I mean, that's one of those, and by the way, I was born and raised in California, and it is not my old California. I mean, I couldn't afford to go back, nor would I want to. As far as I'm concerned, they could just take that San Andreas Fault, crack it off, and let the rest fall into the ocean. But it's, I mean, I was shocked at that stat.
Yeah, we have the highest tax rates in the region. So, of course, if you run a business or if you can't find a job or maybe if you're a senior citizen and you're retired and you don't have to stay here, why would you?
Right. Family is a factor, but hey, if I can't afford to live here.
Right.
If my local county or city are taxing me out of my home. It's, yeah, I see what you're, where you're going with this.
Right. And then third on our list is regulation. We're over-regulating some industries into a place where they can't break even. They can't make a profit. They're not going to stay here. And what I've been saying to people when they've asked me about that, we can go, you know, into depth and talk about specific industries, but you know it's true because we have to pay companies to move here. I mean, literally, we have all kinds of groups.
$800 million to a big one up Panasonic. I mean,
we have lots of people out there trying to recruit citizens to come back and businesses to come back. And the answer is always, let's give them money. What about the people that are already here? What about investing in them? What about helping them have better regulation? In my mind, the government should not be underwriting my P&L. It shouldn't be. I should be able to have a business that can make a profit. And the mom who has two jobs should not be the one paying for my profit.
Yeah, or underwriting Evergy's electric bill.
Right. And then, you know, fourth and fifth are close. Home ownership is difficult. Families are having a hard time getting in to their homes, to new homes. And senior citizens are having a hard time keeping them. And because of the tax rates. But there's also issues around the having inventory of those homes. As we've talked with rural Kansas, they're telling us it's not affordable housing they need, which is what all the tax breaks are about. They actually need housing to pull in a workforce.
Yeah.
So that's what they're needing. And so we need to think about this differently than we have been. And then last is strong families. And you talked about this earlier in your show today, what's happening in our schools, indoctrinating kids. The family in America has been under attack in unprecedented ways for years now. And we're starting to see, or maybe we have been since COVID, seeing the outcome of that. We've got to change that. We need policies that help parents. Other states around us, we've seen some states like Colorado pulling in some really terrible policies. So we need a governor who'll stand against those and a way to help parents take care of parents. And, you know, bureaucrats don't know better than we do how to raise our children.
They sure think they do. We're talking with Joy Akins. I'll get there eventually. Trust me. He's a candidate for governor in 2026. Let's talk about some of the issues that I know are going to be on the ballot. We'll start with Laura Kelly's number one favorite thing, Medicaid expansion. I have a feeling I know where your thoughts are on this, but you know it will come up in any time you do a debate. They're going to ask you, what are your thoughts on Medicaid expansion? I'm curious where you side on that one.
It's a terrible idea, and that's why we haven't done it here in Kansas. Thankfully, we've had a legislature that's stood against that. What we've heard people talking about in the medical industry or in the hospital industry and providers is that they'd actually prefer that we look at the rates that we're paying for Medicaid.
Yeah, provider rates.
Yep. Right, because we haven't looked at those sometimes in decades. And so as we've been able to modernize that system, it's helped them more than opening the doors. Because there's also an issue when you open the doors and add more people to the role that people who really need it are already having trouble finding providers. And so it just makes that list longer.
Also pushes people on the wait list just further down that list.
That's right.
Yeah. We mentioned it. Tanner and I were just talking about it. The entire branch of our government that's controlled by attorneys. I'm curious what you think about the judicial selection amendment that'll be on the primary ballot, which you'll be on the primary ballot.
I know
fall,
it's so going to be fun. So
be a crowded ballot.
It will be. Yes. So I think someone told me that the rule we're using right now is called the Missouri rule.
Correct. Yes.
I think that's
rule.
All you need to know.
Okay. Yeah. Which it is. I went to KU, so trust me. Yeah. We hate Missouri more than we hate K-State.
I'm married to a Jayhawk, so. Exactly.
Well, hey, there's a reason to vote for
that's
her.
That's all
right
we
there.
Needed to know.
There
it's,
we go.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some of the social issues. We kind of, I think I have a feeling where you're going to go with these, but things like protection from women and girls sports or your stance on protecting children from these irreversible gender procedures that the Biden administration started to foist upon our country and the left just seems to be obsessed with.
Sure. So not that long ago, I actually was able to meet Riley Gaines and speak with her in Lawrence. Yeah. I was so impressed by the students there who were standing up and saying, you know, this is wrong. We need to protect women in sports, but also women are under attack. You know, right now, we're seeing attacks about we're being called birthing persons.
Oh, yeah.
There's all kinds of crazy things out there about
women. Even the Wichita Public Schools originally in their teacher contract was doing that nonsense.
Yeah, you wouldn't believe the number of teachers that reached out to me about that. I haven't been on the Wichita School Board since 2018, but I had people reaching out to me asking me, what can we do about this? And it's important. It's an important issue because words mean things and they send signals to our children. And look, there are people who have serious issues with gender dysphoria and who they are. And we should treat them with care and kindness, but we should not lie to them.
Yeah, no, that is the right way to approach it. With caution, with compassion. But at the same time, it's not compassionate to mislead. It's also not compassionate to force something on parents that don't want to teach that to their children or try and force some kind of ideology on other people.
Or to hide it from the parent. Yeah. That's the worst. When I hear those stories about teachers who are hiding it or counselors who are hiding it from a parent, and sometimes I'm hearing stories from teachers who are saying, I'm being asked to hide it and I don't want to because I don't think it's right. The other night at the GOP meeting, there was a teacher sitting next to me, been a teacher for 33 years, and he said, I've had a stellar reputation, and last year my principal called me and said, you misgendered a child, so we're going to write you up. And he said, I left teaching over that. And this is what happens.
Misgendered.
Great people like this gentleman who's had the stellar career for 33 years are leaving teaching because they don't want to get caught up in this. And what are we leaving behind then?
And where was the teachers' union to defend him in that case? We know where they – I mean, you don't have to answer that. We know full well where they would be.
I'm happy to answer it, though, because I sat on the Wichita School Board and watched the union – time after time failed teachers who actually needed them, teachers who were actually members, where they failed to stand up for them in the times when they should. So, you know, one of the things we're looking at in the campaign and as a policy when I'm elected governor is why do we have laws that require school boards to negotiate with teachers' unions? We're a right-to-work state. Why can't it be optional and let local school boards make their own choices?
Negotiate directly with the teachers. That's a great idea. Do you mind sticking around through the break?
Sure.
We'll take a quick break. We're talking with Joy Akins, candidate for, only took me like an hour. running for governor. We'll take a quick break. I got one right, one wrong. I'm batting 500. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. Want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Great folks out there working right now to help educate voters. If you're looking for a way to get involved, you haven't picked a candidate, you just want to help educate voters or be involved in our political process, working with AFP is a great way to do it. Make your voice heard today. Visit AmericansForProsperity.org. In order to sign up, get more information, and of course, while you're at it, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow us on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Don't forget the Kansas State Rifle Association's annual meeting is coming up July 12th. Dan Mears, Casey Wolf, my buddy, is their prime speaker, their featured speaker. They're going to have a forum, kind of a conversation, not a debate, just a conversation with the gubernatorial candidates. Some auctions, some raffle items. So it's their annual meeting. There'll be lots of opportunities to win prizes, a bunch of guns, we should play God and Guns. Well, you know, we did that. Yeah, we did that already. But it's a great event. If you haven't got, it's in Topeka on July 12th at the Ramada Hotel. You can find more information at the John Whitmer Show on Facebook and social and True Social. So with us still, speaking of governor's candidates, with us still is Joy Akins, a candidate for governor. We were just talking about some of the issues. One of the biggest has to be state taxes and spending. I left the legislature in 2018 to give you some context here. Since the last time that I was in the legislature, the state budget, this is 2018, so it gives you a little bit of years. The state budget has grown by 57% since that period of time, over $10 billion in that period of time. So less, I mean, not even 10 years. Our population over that same time has grown by 58,000 people. So do the math. It's like $100,000+ per person. Do you think Kansas has a spending problem or a revenue problem?
Spending.
Yeah. I mean, it's obscene. And I keep asking, and Ty and I were talking the other day, and I asked him, I said, you know, what are we getting? 57% increase in the budget. What do we have to show for it?
I think that's probably what a lot of Kansans want to know. Why are we spending so much more money? And when you look at the fact that we do have a Republican-led legislature.
Who cut the budget, by the way.
Right.
I mean, they did like $100 million in cuts this year. It's still grown.
It's still growing faster than inflation. So, you know, and then if you look at, you know, when I was looking at, for data and trying to understand what's going on in Kansas.
Hence the data. I mean, right. She's a data person.
This is an easy one. Go look at the Census Bureau. They have this great graphic that shows the number of local and state employees per capita by state. We're number two for the highest. Wyoming, Kansas.
Yeah, and we again, go back to that tax number behind California.
We were 5, 10, not that long ago. Now we're 2. So everyone around us is getting this right, and we're going in the wrong direction.
So you're governor. Let's say you're governor. Okay, you wake up in the morning on, what would that be, January 2027. You're the governor. What do you do? What's your solution? What's your 100-day plan?
I mean, I think first thing we're going to do is, before we walk in, we're going to have a plan for where's the spending too much, and we're going to start cutting. We're going to look at, this is what we're going to think about first and foremost as a priority, is where are we investing in the people of Kansas and it's working? And that's what we're going to light up. And where in the world, there's a bunch of places we're investing that are not working at all. Those are out. We're not going to keep sending money after, you know, spending bad money. So, for example, there's a program called Level Up Kansas. That's a marketing program that people in the state, hundreds of thousands of Kansans have found out that they could get a new career and figured out how to go get training, and they're leveling up their career for the new jobs coming in the future. That's an excellent program. It helps Kansans. There's a program that the legislature thankfully cut this year that was going out trying to bring people back. Less than a dozen people have come back. They've both spent the same money. So we're going to look. There's a lot of things with data that we're going to look at like that and say, what's going on here? And let's get it out before we keep spending money on it.
I know we've got about a minute. I want to cover a couple of basic things.
Sure.
I know your Second Amendment's an issue. A good is strong. You're solid on the Second Amendment and you're solid on life. Just like 30 seconds.
Yes, absolutely. Look, these are Bill of Rights. The Second Amendment is a Bill of Rights issue. We don't have to argue about it. Yeah. We're all on the same page.
Well, and I also know from our personal conversations where your stand on life. So I'm really, again, I'm crunched on time. I ask all candidates, what did you support Derek Schmidt? Did you support Chris Kobach? And if you're not the nominee, will you support whoever is the Republican nominee?
Yes, yes, and absolutely yes.
That's important. That's very important. Look, Joy, I appreciate you joining us this evening. If folks want more information on your campaign or if they want to volunteer or donate, they can visit KansasComeback.com, correct?
That's right, KansasComeback.com.
Well, I appreciate you. I wish you the best of luck. I think we'll see you at the KSRA event. So in the meantime, just keep up the good work and carry on. Just keep going.
Thanks a lot.
I appreciate you. Take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Renee Erickson about school funding. I can see every superintendent in Kansas singing this. It's just so appropriate. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show and our school funding theme song. Oh, just too funny. Oh, I'm sorry. KNSS is always here for you. Let's keep it that way. Tell your legislators to keep AM radio in vehicles now by texting AM to 52886 and tell Congress to keep AM radio in cars. And of course, make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X. Oh, that's a good, it's always good to have a good hearty laugh. Follow me on X at John R. Whitmer. Well, after after continued failure, many are concluding it's time for new leadership in Kansas's K through 12 education system. A recent analysis of education spending and student achievement in Kansas over the last 30 years shows that despite huge increases in spending, many students have been academically left behind. Gee, who didn't see this coming? With us now to discuss the report and what, if anything, we can do about it is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, thank you for joining us this evening. It's always a pleasure to have my favorite state senator on with us. Thank you for joining us.
Oh, John, you never disappoint with your music selections. I always tell you that, and you always come up with a great one.
Well, that one just is so apropos. I mean, it is just so appropriate. And it goes back, you know where that came from was when I was a state rep and I was out meeting with the Goddard School Board and superintendent out there, Dr. Henry. Doctor, because you have to call him Dr. Henry. You can't ever call him anything but Dr. Henry. Once told me, you know, we need more money. So finally I asked him, I said, well, you know, give me a dollar figure. What's enough? And his actual answer was, it'll never be enough. And yeah. At least I appreciated him saying the truth, you know, the quiet parts out loud. It'll never be enough for them. But looking at this report, so between 2003 and 2020, total inflation adjusted total spending per student in Kansas public schools increased from $11,300 roughly to $15,000, an increase that exceeded the national average, by the way, and our neighboring states. And so that's just to give you an idea. So it increased by a substantial amount right there. And current spending per pupil increased by 25% for that same period average. But if you look at it, teacher salaries fell by almost 1%, and much of the increase in spending went to school district administration. So clearly, Renee, they're spending more on the stuff that doesn't help educate kids because the numbers, and we'll get to those performance numbers, keep going down.
Yeah, John, we've known this for some time. It's not more money. It's how you spend it. And we absolutely have to start spending on funding for student outcomes. Our budget is our strategy. And we have to prioritize spending for student outcomes. What we've done clearly is not working. It's not going to work. And so we have an opportunity as we rewrite our school finance formula to right the ship. And if I have anything to say about it, and I should, that's exactly what we're going to do.
Well, as you look at this 17-year period, much of the increase in spending went to district administration. The number of public school students increased by 6%, but the number of district administrators increased by 23%, the number of teachers by 12%, and the number of all other public school staff by 15%. So again, there's a trend here. Teachers not increasing, not getting pay, and the bloated administration is and buildings, I mean the Taj Mahal structures, that's where the money's going.
Yeah, and how's that working for us, John? It's not. It's clearly not working because we continue to see test scores fall. In our last Education Funding Task Force meeting, every measure that the task force brought up as it's declining, the establishment was, well, it's not valid or you can't just look at that. And I said, okay, then name me one where it shows anything other than where, and they couldn't. They can't name any objective measure that's showing we're not doing anything but spending more and giving less. We are doing less with more. And that's got to stop. The trajectory we are on, we will never close the achievement gap. We will have less than 30% of our students college and career ready if we keep on this trajectory. So clearly, how we're spending the money is not getting to what really matters, and that's on instruction. It's on the classroom.
Right.
Why are we adding administrators and not giving teachers the pay that they deserve? The good teachers, the effective teachers, they need a pay raise. We need to get rid of ineffective teachers, and now we're going to show some gains in student outcomes, but the establishment just wants to do status quo. Well, our students deserve better.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you heard my interview with Joy Aikens in the last segment, but she mentioned, you know, why are we allowing districts to negotiate directly with teachers? Let's cut the union out of it. Let's allow that. Let's do some incentive bonuses for teachers that drive performance, instead of just continuing to throw money at these bloated administrations. The largest increase in spending was not associated with gains in academic achievement. And if you look at it, the national averages in math and reading increased during this same period of time. For other districts, Kansas's average scores dropped. And then now we're at a level that's even below the national average. So we're spending more money and getting poorer outcomes. And that speaks volumes.
Yeah, so that tells you it's broken and we've got to do something about it. Well, just look at, there's a ton of states, John, that spend considerably less per pupil. Arizona spends about $8,000 less per pupil and outperforms us in every objective measure. We are, for the first time in my knowledge, below the national average on the ACT, on the NAEP, and we're outspending the national average. That is unacceptable for our kids, and I don't think Kansans appreciate it or going to tolerate it. So we've got to make some big changes in how we're funding education. We've got to stop funding failure and fund what we know works. And the biggest indicator of what works is teacher effectiveness, and the greatest indicator of that is the teacher's prior year effectiveness. And we know those things, John. We measure those things. So we need to reward the teachers who are doing a good job, get rid of the ones who aren't, and pay. Put the money where the bang for our buck for kids is.
Yeah, I agree. We're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. You know, the thing that I think frustrates so many Kansans is also some of the content. I mean, some argue that the Department of Education, the state's board, have de-emphasized academic preparation in favor of other priorities. You know, the only thing that they really try and hang their hat on is graduation rates, for example. But if you're graduating kids that can't read and write, I saw the last career college and readiness scores were like at Wichita Public Schools, it was 19% in reading and 16 or 13% in math. So if you're graduating kids at a higher level, but they can't do basic math and can't read at a college level, well, then who cares if you're graduating them if they need remedial reading?
Well, John, about 4 years ago, the state board took out any measure of academic performance in the accreditation process. They went to things like kindergarten readiness. Do you have an kindergarten readiness, individual plans of study, a post-secondary, no academic measure in accreditation. Now, I think this new accreditation model that they're coming out with here shortly will, but their current accreditation model has had no academic measure. And what we have seen when you de-emphasize that, we see more students needing remediation at the college level, and our post-secondary people are screaming. They're saying these kids aren't ready. So I asked the KSDE administrators, I said, well, you keep touting graduation rates are increasing. And to your point, John, well, what can a high school graduate, what do they know and what are they able to do? Because every indicator is they're not reading at a proficient level. They're not graduating with any discernible skill. We're working on that, but it's meaningless. Graduation rates are not objective. They're subjective.
Right.
But that's what they hang their hat on. I want to see reading proficiency. I want to see math proficiency. And I think most parents, most Kansans agree, that's what we're paying over $6 billion a year out of state general fund for. Not for kindergarten readiness, not for post-secondary success. What are the secondary schools, what are elementary schools doing to help our kids succeed? That's what they want to see, and they're right. That's what we should be seeing.
Renee, I know you and Representative Christy Williams are part of the group that's working on the new funding formula. What's your timeline on that? What are you looking for? When can we expect to see some ideas, some goals? What's your timeline?
Yeah, great question, John. So we're meeting every month. People can tune in. It's the first Tuesday and Wednesday of every month, and those are, you can watch those. They're streamed. But what we've really been focusing on is our weightings. Our weightings, John, are a mess. There's no rhyme or reason. We kind of backed into the weighting numbers. We had this much money divided by this many students. It has nothing to do with whether that amount of money helps a kid be successful. So we're really digging into that. We're looking at what other states are doing. Our current finance formula expires July 1st of 2027. So we've got a little bit of time, but we are working on it, laying the groundwork, and I can guarantee we're going to have a formula that incentivizes student outcomes and hold people, hold districts accountable for that. That's the key.
Two observations. One is regarding the formula, and that would be, let's get rid of this three-year rolling average for attendance calculate, or for where I'm going with this.
The look back for counting students.
Yes, for counting your enrollment, because the way they do it now, they get to say, well, we had a lot more students 3 years ago, so we want to get that much more money. It should be based on your current enrollment, not your 3-year rolling average. The other thing I think that we have to keep in mind, again, we're looking at 2027, have to get through the legislature, and it'll have to be signed by a governor. So this is, again, another issue that will be so important that we have a Republican governor who is going to be willing to sign a conservative outcome-based education model, which the KNEA or the KASB may oppose. So, folks, if you're listening to this and you want outcome-based education, you want to hold teachers and more importantly, school districts and the KNEA accountable for performance in the classroom, you need a Republican governor who will do that. If we get another Laura Kelly in there, anything you pass is going to get vetoed.
John, absolutely. We cannot continue to fund ghost students. And yes, we need a Republican to sign school finance, but we also need a Republican governor to sign school choice.
Oh, God, that's amen. Going to help yes.
So those things are key. Please, please, we've got to have a Republican governor.
Well, and that's another thing. And trust me, you heard it when I talked to Joy. Every candidate that comes on this air is going to be asked about school choice, and I know of at least one who's got an R behind their name who opposes it. Actually, I know of two who oppose it, and I will be asking them. So that's if you want school choice, you want to hold these schools accountable, you need to know who supports it and who doesn't. Renee, thank you again. If folks want to connect with you, again, I appreciate letting us know when you meet, and they can find that. You can find the Kansas Legislature's YouTube channel on YouTube. But if they want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
Facebook, email, go to the Kansas Legislature website. My cell phone number's there. I welcome any contact. Happy to help anyone that I can.
She's brave. She's brave, yep. But she's my fave. There's a reason. Renee, thank you very much. I appreciate you. You keep carrying on the fight, my friend.
Right back at you, John. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a quick break. Then I want to hear from you. What are you looking for in a governor candidate? What are you looking for out of the new school funding formula? Our studio lines are open. John Whitmer Show, 98.7 1330 KNSS, 316-869-1330. Oh, we don't need no education. That's good. Phil, you are on the music tonight. We are rocking it. Studio lines are open. Give me a call. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. You know, I've mentioned it a couple times on the show already, but, I know my wife does a little door knocking for AFP. We use it for grandkid money. But seriously, if you've got kids or grandkids that are looking to make a little extra summer cash, need a little extra summer job, it's a great way to make money. You get out there, get a little exercise, get a little sun. It's easy, fun. You get to talk to folks. I encourage you. It pays well, too, by the way. nice little bit of extra spending coin. Plus, if you, like I said, if you got kids or grandkids that are looking for a summer job, heck of a lot better than, you know, working at a McDonald's. Nothing against McDonald's, but
and they're done that.
Yeah, me too. Me too. I door knocked, and but I've also threw. I mean, heck, I started. My first job was throwing newspapers when I was, I want to say 10, 12. Mm-hmm. Paper route. Hated the Sunday morning paper route. Oh. God, those things were so heavy. I mean, they would.
You got your workout on Sunday. I remember those back in the
day. They would tear into my shoulders. Oh. You know, you'd load up the saddlebags, and then you know, get out there on my bike. And when I was young, I didn't really have a 10-speed. I had, you know, the old banana seat, and I'm sitting there going, and I could do my regular paper route in one trip, but on Sundays it was two trips, sometimes three, depending on. And so I'm loading these bags up, and they're heavy. And then, of course, when it rained, then you got to bag the dang things. And it was just such a hassle. I don't know if anybody else did a paper route, but it was a great job. I mean, it taught me a lot. My parents, we weren't wealthy, but they also felt like if you wanted extra spending money, you got to earn your money.
You had a good work ethic
then. Yeah.
Soapbox here that I'm get right off it again, but nothing beats a good work ethic, and it needs to start sooner than later. As a child, I mean, within reason, okay, education and getting good grades, that's important.
Yeah,
but it's also good to get a good work ethic started so you can learn as you're getting older to balance those two. And a good work ethic goes a long way as you get older and you're into college or into the workforce. Oh,
we won't discuss my freshman year in college. we will not discuss. I mean, okay. I don't put it this way. I don't remember much of my freshman year at KU, and there's a reason for that. But you're right. I mean, because I, you know, when I was a kid, I did the paper route. You know, if a mom had extra, had basic chores, you just had to do. Mm-hmm. But if there was an extra little project that she, you know, like we had ivy at the house growing around a big tree. Sometimes she'd want that trimmed back, and that was an extra job. She might give me a little extra cash for that. But otherwise, if I wanted to spend money on whatever, that was – I had to earn it. She didn't just give me money, and I think that taught me a lot. But then, you know, after the paper route, once I was older, I worked at a Pizza Hut.
Been there, done that.
You know, I worked waited tables. I bartended all through college at KU. I bartended at the Hawk and the Wheel. Everybody knows Lawrence. They know who the Hawk is. They know what the Wheel is. I bartended at both of those places all through college because, you know, let's just say I had an affinity for an adult beverage. So it made sense that I'd work as a bartender.
But you were working. I'm trying to help you out here.
Let's just put it this way. I was on the extended plan because my freshman year was such a catastrophe. I had to make up for that after needless to say. It wasn't good. Let's just say that my freshman year wasn't good. So the grade point average was significantly lower than it should have been. We'll just, you know, it wasn't all Fs.
Okay.
There was a D. Yeah, there was A, D. The rest were all Fs.
Okay,
all
right.
The rest. And the D, by the way, was in golf. you know.
At least it wasn't in government.
No. Oh, no. No, all those government classes, I took those as a sophomore and aced all those. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I enjoyed my college life. Trust me, way too much. It is what it is. What can I say? Freshman at KU. In a fraternity. What can I say? That was, like I said, I don't remember much of it. We'll take a quick break before I just keep, you know what they say? If you're in a hole, stop digging. We'll take a quick break to pay a few bills. And then Emily Berning, president and co-founder of Let Them Live, will expose how Planned Parenthood has quietly become one of the largest suppliers of cross-sex hormones in America. Speaking of KU, cross-sex hormones, 316-869-1330. You're listening to The John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Want to remind you to stay informed with up-to-the-minute news by downloading the Odyssey app or telling Alexa or Google Home to play KNSS Radio. And make sure you like and follow the John Whitmer Show Facebook page and follow me on X at John R. Whitmer to get all the latest updates on the show. Well, most Americans recognize Planned Parenthood as the nation's top abortion provider, but few realize it's now aggressively expanding into a darker, more insidious business, chemically altering the bodies of confused teenagers. In a stunning twist, the organization responsible for ending hundreds of thousands of lives each year is now profiting off the irreversible sterilization and medical manipulation of minors, often without parents ever knowing. With us now is Emily Berning. She is the president and co-founder of Let Them Live, a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to saving lives from abortion by providing financial and emotional support to women facing unplanned or difficult pregnancies. She's been active in the pro-life movement for many years, driven by a deep passion for empowering women to choose life through compassion. Emily, thank you for joining us. It's a pleasure to, I'm glad we were able to connect. Nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, John. I know we're going to have a great conversation.
What, you've got to, I mean, we all know how insidious Planned Parenthood is. I saw a story recently how they're starting to now play in school board elections because they want to be able to influence what's being taught to our kids. But now we're seeing them in having spending in this in minors receiving cross-sex hormones. I mean, this is just, first off, it's despicable. But what I've also noticed is it's been largely unnoticed by the public.
It really has. And Planned Parenthood has done sort of a Trojan horse thing where they have become a household name under the guise of, you know, women's rights. And
oh, yeah.
And
mammograms.
Exactly. And just basic health care and, you know, providing for, you know, even minors. And they've broken into the homes of Americans and the culture and the lives of Americans. And what they did then was they totally unleashed all of this other crazy stuff. You know, we're seeing, obviously, we talked about, you know, they're doing gender transitioning hormones, hormone replacement therapy on minors. Their parents aren't knowing. They're providing abortions also for minors. I mean, they're harming women. They're doing so many crazy things. And like I said, it's like a Trojan horse going in there. So it's really important that we need to bring it to the forefront, because not only is it extremely despicable, like you said, but we're funding it. And that's a huge problem.
How is it possible that minors can obtain powerful, life-altering hormone treatments from Planned Parenthood without parental consent or mental health evaluations?
Well, you know, I go back to your entrance song and I laugh thinking, oh man, I never thought that I'd be, you know,
yes,
listening to the Aerosmith song thinking, wow, that's actually where we are in our
yes
country.
Yeah.
But my Lord, that really is where we're at, where, you know, it's these, you know, I'm using quotation marks here, progressives that have pushed us so far where people don't even bat an eye anymore. In fact, I was just in Los Angeles. I'm actually on my way home now. And it's crazy there. That type of culture there is just accepting of the wildest things. And so the idea of affirming a child who just feels like they want to be another gender for
right
some reason has become so normalized. And it's really abuse.
It is
not okay.
I mean, you know, when I was a kid, I wanted to be an astronaut. My parents didn't strap me to a rocket and send me to space.
Right.
I mean, it's come on. This is at what point we've just totally thrown common sense out of the, you know, a lot of kids yeah want to be cowboys. We don't let them go out and ride bulls. I mean, it's
exactly
this is just
exactly
so crazy. And what concerns me here is, what are the long term physical and psychological consequences for this stuff?
Oh my gosh, it is just so upsetting. We've started to sexualize minors
as a
country, as a society, and what that is doing to them, I believe, still have yet to see the full effects. And that's a huge problem, because we have already seen some serious mental health problems. If there truly is a person who's struggling with gender dysphoria, that's something that they need to get help for, not to be encouraged to keep pursuing.
Right.
There's a huge issue as well with minors before they even go through puberty. You know, they're taking puberty blockers and then doing hormone replacement therapy and things like this. And that's hugely problematic, because if someday when they, you know, maybe are 25 and they have their full frontal lobe developed and they decide that, oh, I actually didn't want to become a boy or a girl, it's going to be really difficult for them to actually have their bodies the way that God designed and intended them for them to be.
Right.
Because someone came in a predatory way and gave them puberty blockers and all these other hormones. And there's just no good that can come out of this.
I like the way you refer to that as predatory, because I do think it is. I like to refer to this whole thing as child abuse, because I think in many ways it is. We're talking with Emily Berning, who's the president and co-founder of Let Them Live. You said something earlier in the conversation. I wanted to come back to it. To what extent are taxpayer dollars funding? Because I know Republicans in Congress have been trying consistently to defund Planned Parenthood, but this is just yet another reason why we should defund Planned Parenthood if taxpayer dollars are going for this kind of perversion.
Absolutely. We have to be really, really careful. Almost $700 million a year in taxpayer funding goes to Planned Parenthood. And that's just one piece of the puzzle. They're also receiving private donations and private grants. On top of that, they are also making money from their services they provide, particularly abortion. That's their big money maker. And I'm sure it's also up there with, you know, the gender transitioning. But they're bringing in a whole lot of money, and Americans are paying for part of that to the tune of $700 million. A lot of people might argue, well, oh, that $700 million is going to fund, you know, pregnancy tests and STD tests and things like this. But the reality is that money is fungible. So no matter what money is coming from the American people, it's either going right to abortions and transgender stuff, or it's screwing up money for them to keep providing those things. And no matter what, no matter which way you look at it, this is very ethically and morally concerning. There should never be a situation, and this is something that I've talked to people who, you know, believe in abortion or don't believe in abortion. People on both sides agree that something like abortion, something like Planned Parenthood, a place like Planned Parenthood, should not be funded by taxpayer dollars. It's just too ethically and morally wrong.
Yeah, this is not even a Republican or Democrat issue, because I've seen those numbers. Even Democrats don't support taxpayer funding going towards abortion. I can't imagine. I haven't seen polling on this, but I would imagine Democrats feel the same way about taxpayer dollars going for these kind of gender, you know, surgeries and gender care like this, where they're transitioning folks or cross-sex hormones. I can't imagine that I know where Republicans would be on it, but I can't imagine that Democrats, I would imagine a majority of them would oppose it too.
The sane ones, right?
And good point.
Yes.
Not the people out on the street corners at the No Kings protests, but rational ones. Yep. Yeah,
exactly. And that's where they distinguish themselves. And you kind of brought up something else I thought of, is our tax dollars are funding Planned Parenthood, and they lobby. They lobby on behalf of Democrat politicians. So we're really funding that, and it's problematic.
Yes. What can policymakers, parents, groups, you know, what can they do to push back against this? What's the best way if they're interested, if they want to help, if they want to get motivated, if they want to be involved? What can they do to help? What, for that matter, what can they do to help let them live, if they want to help your work?
The first thing I would say is to get educated. We have the world at our fingertips. We have all of the resources available to us. It takes 10 minutes to do the research and to understand. So I just encourage people to think for yourselves. And then I also encourage people to donate to organizations like Let Them Live. What we do is come alongside women financially and help them. We're a very pro-woman organization, and we help them choose life. And we're not funded. We're not getting money to the tune of $700 million a year. We just rely on great people who want to help. So I, you know, for anyone who's be interested in learning about Let Them Live, it's letthemlive.org. And seriously, in general, I just encourage people. I say we have the world at our fingertips. We have all the information we could ever need. We just have to put in the time to protect ourselves, protect our children, protect the women in our country who are pregnant, and protect the unborn who are the most vulnerable.
Letthemlive.org. Emily, I knew this was going to be a good conversation. I appreciate you working with us to get connected, and thank you again for joining us tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. It was a pleasure.
Thanks, Emily. We'll take a quick break. Our studio lines are open, 316-869-1330. You're listening to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. We'll be back right after this. Welcome back to the John Whitmer Show on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS, Wichita's number one talk. I want to remind you about our friends at Americans for Prosperity. Saw them this weekend, by the way, up in Lenexa at the Kansas GOP. They were at there, made a great presentation to the state party on the judicial selection that's coming up. By the way, the state party also passed a resolution in support of the of voting in favor of the resolution, which you need to do, by the way. Get educated. If you have questions, call me, email me. I'll be happy to answer any questions that you might have. It's not till next August, but make sure that you support that. But AFP did a great job educating the attendees at the convention and just articulating how important it is for us to make this change. And again, like I've said already on the show, they've got a really good website. If you have questions, if you don't understand what the issue is or why it's necessary, I'm it's so important that we do the right thing on this issue. And so just, you know, again, it's votersnotlawyers.com is the website, but I highly recommend it. So in addition, don't forget the guys from the Kansas State Rifle Association. We're up at the convention. That's coming up at on July 12th at the Ramada in Topeka. Great event. Ton of phenomenal auction items. If you're a gun guy, if you're into, I don't know if any, you know, it's funny. So many people been asking what kind of prizes. I don't know. Are you a gun?
I'm enthusiast. Very interested in it. Yes.
There's some amazing prizes and things. You know, an M1 Garand. Some, you know, there's a TriStar pistol package that they've come up with. There's a Chiefs jersey. The signed, autographed. I know, you know, but hey, they're Chiefs fans.
I run out of toilet.
No, that's a good one. That's a good one. Marcus Allen, autographed, signed Chiefs jersey. There you go. That makes it worth. Yeah, that's pretty.
That's a good one.
That's a good one, right? And there'll be other stuff, but they're right. I mean, these are all stuff for their live and their silent auction. They've got some really cool stuff.
Correct me if I'm wrong. You have that listed on the Whitmer.
Yeah,
Facebook page.
It's on the John Whitmer Show Facebook page. It's also you can do kansasrifle.org/raffle. Where you can buy raffle tickets. And of course, at kansasrifle.org, you can get all the information. But I know there's people are starting to get interested. They're signing, you know, buying tables and things like that for the banquet, which I saw at my prime rib banquet. Prime rib. But yeah, it's going to be blast. It's always fun. It's a great event. So, but yeah, it'll be kind of fun. You know, maybe we'll get lucky. We'll get some No Kings protesters outside. We can, you know, we can go show them our guns and see how bad we upset them. We can trigger him.
I see what
you did. You see what I did there? Okay. Yeah, you see? Okay, I was wondering if anybody was going to catch that. Okay. Yeah.
Hey, back to your thing in the Nexa.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I saw some of the photos and stuff.
Yeah,
that you
big crowd.
On.
It was a good crowd. And this is the small one. This is the mini convention. So
there was a bunch of candidates there.
Yep. So Scott Schwab was there. Okay. Joy Akins showed. Ty hasn't announced yet. Ty Masterton, Senate President. But
He kind of did.
I mean, it's like one of those everybody knows, but nobody's saying, but nobody knows, but everybody knows, worst kept secret type things. Yeah. I imagine he's going to announce.
He had a very good answer on the show.
Yeah. A couple weeks ago, we had him on to talk about something completely unrelated. I would imagine within the next 30 days or so, he will announce. But Dr. Collier was there. So there were three or four of them. Doug Billings, who's a podcast host, up in Kansas City. To be honest, I've never listened, but
I've heard the name.
Okay. But he was there. I don't know if any of the others, Stacey Rogers, I don't think was there. Charlotte O'Hara, I don't think was there. There's a couple of others, you know, Sarnacki is a businessman up in Johnson County. He's another name that's been floated. Dayton Moore, the former general manager of the Royals. Yeah. Another name that's kind of floating out there, but he wasn't there. Vicki Schmidt, the current insurance commissioner, who, you know, everybody thinks she's going to run, wasn't there. So, and again, you don't have to go, but these are the, look, if you're going to run for governor, you should have started by now or within the next month or so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And these are the events that you need to go to. You go to state conventions. You go to the KSRA events. You go to the KFL events. You go to county party meetings. Mm-hmm. If you don't start going to these, you're just losing. You're ceding ground to everybody else.
Right. If you're in the Johnson County area, if you're a candidate from the Johnson County area,
like eight or nine of them are.
I don't. And I'm sure I'm speaking for many folks here in South Central Kansas and Western Kansas. I have no idea who these people are. So the more chances, and in turn, that goes for the folks here in the Sedgwick County, South Central Kansas area. If they want their name known
up there, got to go up there.
They need to do these things.
Yeah, and Western Kansas. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've driven the bus for the last two bus tours. Trust me, I've been all over this state. You got to do the groundwork. You got to go out there. You got to press the flesh. But, you know, people think that Johnson County is the one that decides these races. I got news for you folks. Yeah. Population-wise, Johnson County is about 600,000, little over 600,000, 656 and change. Sedgwick County is 580-some thousand. We are barely behind Johnson County. Mm-hmm. And the Johnson County Republican Party is decimated. They're fractured. They're small. The largest county party in Kansas is the Sedgwick County Republican Party, which is why I've said for years that this election cycle will be determined by Sedgwick County. the voters are going to be here. The fight is going to be here in Sedgwick County. And you will see more governor candidates spending more. If they want to win, they're going to spend their time here in Sedgwick County.
Right.
It's a good thing that the fall convention, the winter convention, will be held here. It's at the, I believe it's at the Marriott in January. The activity this year is going to be here in Wichita. And there's a reason for that. And the fact that maybe only one or two or three of these candidates are from Wichita only helps them. So have a great week. We'll be back next Sunday. In the meantime, carry on, fellow deplorables.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.